Now, an exhibit celebrating the work of a legendary 20th century designer, Alexander Girard. His work fuses sleek modernism with the playfulness of folk art, creating a world of his own. Special correspondent Kathleen McCleary's report is part of Canvas, our ongoing arts and culture series.
Many children invent imaginary friends, but when the late Alexander Girard was a young boy, he dreamed up an entire country, says curator Laura Addison.
Here's a map. Here's the Republic of Fife. And this is the earliest work chronologically that he did, and it is a metaphor for everything he did thereafter.
That fantasy land is where the Girard retrospective at Santa Fe's International Folk Art Museum begins. Girard drew stamps, forged coins, even concocted a secret language.
He created worlds. He was an inventor of spaces and universes.
In 1960, that meant shaping the space for a chic New York City restaurant, La Fonda del Sol in the Time Life Building. He designed nearly every aspect of the Latin American eatery.
Nothing was too small and nothing was too large to tackle. So not only did Alexander Girard work with the interior space, with the walls and the treatments and the tables and the larger objects, he also did everything from matchbooks to the tea service to the match strikes, to the napkins, the waiters' uniforms, the carts.
In 1965, an even bigger design makeover for the Dallas-based Braniff Airlines. The new slogan, the end of the plane.
We hired Alexander Girard to do our planes. We have blue planes, orange planes, yellow planes. You can fly with it 7 times and never fly the same color twice.
Again, Girard designed almost everything, including a brand new typeface used on tickets, baggage tags, and even sugar packets.
The rebranding that he did in terms of logo, typography, it came through in over 17,000 individual objects.
The aim, Girard said, was to destroy the monotony of air travel, and he did the same for office environments.
Alexander Girard was best known as a textile designer.
It was at Herman Miller Furniture in Detroit that Girard gained his reputation as one of the 20th century's most influential interior and textile designers. There he worked with Ray and Charles Eames, a married couple known for their sleek modern chairs and tables, often upholstered in Girard's fabrics. In the 1960s, cubicles were the latest in office design. Girard created panels to brighten the sterile workplaces.
This is Daisy Face. She's a human figure morphing out of a tree, or perhaps it's the other way around. You see the branches coming out of her arms and as well as her legs, and she has petals around her head, just like a daisy. She's graphically bold, very colorful, and meant to bring joy into your office space.
The common spaces, the restaurant, the office environment, how can what's there be considered art?
Well, Alexander Girard liked to say, art is not art if it is not synonymous with living. To him, it was all about the joy in the making. It was about human creativity.
Girard's creativity was inspired by his passion for folk art, such as the traditional Tree of Life. Visitors can see that inspiration in a huge permanent exhibit across the hall, says museum director Kristan Viella.
We're just steps away from the retrospective, and folk art was a very important part of his design practice.
Girard and his wife traveled the world for decades scooping up folk art. In 1978, they donated more than 100,000 pieces to this museum, giving it the world's largest collection. 10,000 objects are on display, all of them placed exactly where Girard instructed.
This is a Mexican village, the town of Acatlan, which is in southern Puebla in Mexico.
Here, too, Girard's treasures are assembled into miniature worlds.
Girard wanted things like a very large church, or a train, or a graveyard, or 500 cactuses, or a jail. And so he commissioned this entire scene and recreated it here.
None of the folk art is identified by country, artist, or date, and that's on purpose.
He wanted you to experience this as he saw it, and labels would be a way of interfering with that vision. It's also intended to be a space that surrounds you in almost like an immersive experience of Girard's vision and of world folk art.
26 years after his death, Girard continues to inspire designers, like Raul Cabra of Oaxaca, Mexico.
For me, what's important with Girard and the relationship for us is that he creates a translation of tradition into something that is design and something that is contemporary. And I think that's how this has influenced the work I do and many others.
That includes the work of artists Alatial Gerard Maxson and Alexander Corey Gerard, who grew up surrounded by their grandfather's collection.
It was just such a lesson in how to see, you know, and how to understand different visual languages.
The two believe the exhibit offers context on Gerard's legacy.
People love to say how whimsical and warm and happy his work is, and it is, but it's also the distillation of human spirit that is so universal that he saw so clearly. In the end, we have far more similarities than we do differences, and I believe that he was pushing that through all of the projects that he did.
A Designer's Universe is on exhibit in Santa Fe through October 27th. It goes to the Palm Springs Museum in California later this year. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Kathleen McCleary in Santa Fe, New Mexico.